you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. Middle of the week, and we're gearing up for some high school basketball tonight, but we do have JUCO basketball making its return tomorrow. We're going to be on the road in Ephraim as USU Eastern will take on Snow College. Very interesting matchup. USU Eastern will enter 1-1, Snow College 0-2, but they started conference playoff with CSI and Salt Lake, two games that they very easily could have won. Joining us right now to talk about the first two games of conference play and tomorrow night's matchup, we have Coach Vando with the USU Eastern basketball squad. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it's always a pleasure, you know, coming over here and talk with you, Jordan.
Well, it's always fun to get you in, Coach, and there's plenty to talk about. We'll start, dive right into conference play. 1-1 in two games. Nima Namdar and Krista Torres have hit 21 combined threes. A school record was broke in both of the conference games. I was just talking about Snow College could very easily be 2-0. They're 0-2. We could very, very easily be 2-0. Instead, we're 1-1.
Well, it was crazy. You know, like these kids, you know, like combined for 21 threes. And combined, they miss just five shots.
Yeah.
So high percentage, you know. But you know they've been working hard. Not just you know these two kids. You know, like I think we have probably between four and five shooters that are very capable to you know night in and out. You know, go over there and make maybe you know four, five, six threes. You know, against Salt Lake, we had the game. You know, like I think you know at the end of the regulation. I think in the first overtime, you know, we had a chance to win the game, but you know, some little details that you know we didn't know how to close that game, and of course, you know, Salt Lake shot a lot of free throws, and we had six guys out, you know, fouled out. They took advantage and won the game, but against CNCC, like you know, I really love you know the game because you know we bounced back. You know, in a really nice way. So we play really hard defense. We push the ball really well. We shot really well, and that's the thing that I like. It you know, like the you know, we had a great week of practice. So you know, this week you know we had a great week. You know, the kids are very motivated. So now you know when we play in the conference, you know, like we talking about the big dogs. So, and then, you know, like, of course, the kids are very motivated and they want to win against, you know, these you know, like, ranked teams. So, I hope that, you know, we're going to have a good game against Snow. They, like you said, they're 0-2 and they got to win, you know, they play at home and then they're not going to, you know, they're not going to, you know, lose another game. So, I think it's going to be a battle.
It's a huge game for Snow. It's a huge game for USU Eastern. I mean, looking at the standings, let's be real here. If you guys were to get a win on Snow, you could put them at a very difficult spot early on in the season. And this is a team that typically they'll contend for a conference championship. So you guys are in a very unique situation. If you can knock off Snow College, you guys are in a great shape moving forward.
Oh, definitely. Like, you know, we know that, you know, like we've been talking with the kids. That's we put, you know, a goal on this trip because we have Thursday Snow and Saturday CSI. And I told them, I said, guys, if we can come back from this trip and have at least, you know, 1-1, so, you know, we are in a very good position because, you know, we sat down and talked to them and, Our primary goal is protect our house. You know, we want to win, you know, as much as we can, you know, all our you know, home games. And then steal 1-2 here and there. And I think we can finish, you know, maybe between second and third, you know. Or, you know, depending on the other results.
Could win it all.
Win you know, the conference. But we know that, you know, it's three rounds, you know, the teams will be really, really, you know, prepared. we will know everything that they will do and vice versa. But this particular game, you know, against the snow, it's like you said, you know, if we win, we're going to be in a really good position. But like I said, it's not going to be easy. You know, they're not going to let us go to their place and win over there. They are going to bring, you know, everything that they have.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Vando with the USU Eastern men's basketball team. Coach, Snow College, kind of a new team. I mean, last year they were led, they had one of the top freshmen in the country in Zach Hunsaker, who's no longer there. He's moved on to the Ivy League. And from that point on, they lost a lot of sophomores. This year they're led by basically two freshman guards, Jake Walker and Logan Hokanson. Hokanson didn't play in the last contest, but Walker is averaging roughly 14 points a game. Stud guard, it seems like Coach Nielsen always finds a way to bring in a scoring guard to lead his team, and that's what they have with Walker.
I think Snow, it's a very similar, you know, team like us. You know, they have shooters that they can shoot the ball. You know, they are, and they're bigs. You know, they are athletic. Just one can score inside, but the other one, you know, he is very capable to shoot the ball too. I was talking with the head coach from Salt Lake, and he said, man, you know, like, you know, your game against Snow is going to be interesting because, you know, both of you guys can really shoot the ball. And it seems like, you know, like who's going to don't let, you know, the other team score more threes. So I think, you know, like I said, you know, we need to defend, you know, really good on the perimeter. But, you know, we know that's going to be hard because, you know, Snow does a great job to penetrate and kick for their shooters. And we need to contain that and protect our gaps and contest, you know, their three-point shot. So they play in a system that, you know, the coach over there, you know, he gave like a green light for the point guard and two, you know, shooters. So it's kind of like a hard to scout them because, you know, they can do whatever they want. If they feel that, you know, they're with a hot hand, you know, they can – you know, just go and do whatever. So we need to be really, really disciplined, play defense, like I said, protect, you know, the gaps and contest shots and don't give them any second chance.
Coach, last year, Romain Boxes, who was a freshman, really, really changed the course of a couple of games. When we were on the road or at home, even with Snow College, he's basically the lone returning sophomore from last year's squad that made a big impact. Averaging just under 13 points a game this year. We know what he can do from the three-point line. He was like the Eagle killer last year. This guy came up with so many big shots time and time again.
Yeah, like you said, you know, last year he murdered us. Like they had, you know, like you said, you know, Hunsaker, that was a really, really good point guard. So Zach, you know, like we said, hey, let's stop Zach and try to defend the other guys. But then suddenly he step up and hit some threes that, you know, that's, you know, kill us. And this year as a sophomore, he have more confidence.
Yeah.
So we got to do a better job on him because we know that he is very capable to hit some shots. But, you know, like I talked to, you know, to our guys, and I said, guys, you know, like they gotta be worried about us too, because we have Chris, we have Nima, we have Milan, we have Landon. These guys can shoot the ball too,
right?
So I think it's gonna be like a chess, you know, game. So you know, the two coaches need to move, you know, the pieces really, really well, and I think it's gonna be, you know, like a high-level game, and for the fans, you know, it's going to be like a real, you know, nice game to watch.
I think so, too. If you like offense, I think you're going to see a lot of it in this game. Coach, after you guys topped Colorado, obviously there was some excitement again. Chris breaking Nima's school record, which was just set a few days ago. It held for 5 days. We talked to Chris after the game. I could just tell that there's more camaraderie this year within this group than I've seen in quite some time. It seems like they all like to be in the presence of one another. I mean, is that factual?
Yeah, no, like no question. Like this year, you know, they're enjoying to be around. You know, like they're hanging out together. They go to study hall together. They're enjoying, you know, be you know, at the gym, you know, doing some extra work. So Nima and Chris, especially, they go and, you know, do some workouts and shooting. So during practice, like, you know, they're challenging each other. Like, say, hey, man, you know, I shot in your face, so what are you going to do about it? And then Nima responded and said, yeah, you know, I did. You know, like, they're challenging each other. That's the, you know, the difference between, you know, these groups. So they care about each other. So, and it was very clear at this CNCC game when Nima, you know, just play, you know, sacrifice his shots because in detriment to, pass to Chris, and Chris was with a hot hand.
Yeah.
So they're, like I said, they're enjoying themselves. They like each other. They want to, you know, win as a team. And I think that's the secret that we are competing much better this year.
Yeah, it was so refreshing to see. Neiman's coming off of a game where he scores like 34, 35 points. And he only took one shot in the first half in that game against Colorado. I mean, it was so refreshing to see. It's a pretty cohesive unit. And before I let you go, Coach, we have to talk about the post play in this game because as we go on and on in the season, Augie continues to just play better and better and better. And I know he's got a very tough post matchup in this game against Snow College, but man, he seems like he's up for the challenge. I mean, he is progressing really well.
Oh yeah, so no doubt, like the kid came a long, long way. Like, you know, like he's been working so hard. You know, like he's trying to do everything that we ask him, and he can run the floor. He can score in transition. He can guard, you know, some big guys and rebounding for us. So I have just, you know, a lot of good things, you know, to say about the kid. You know, he is very engaged and really, really wants to help us in you know, any way that he can, you know, give to us. Not just him, like when you come out, you know, say out, you know, off the bench, who does, you know, a great job in Mattia, mm-hmm. is coming off the bench and give us some really nice minutes at the point guard position. So like I said, you know, the entire group wants to win, and they know if we want to win, you know, this, we don't have like a go-to player. We don't have a guy who's going to score 50, 40s, you know, like we have to win as a team. And you know, we got to win, you know, work, you know, as a team. And they know that, you know, they really enjoyed it, and they try everything, you know, in their power to come, you know, every game and with that win.
Well, Coach, again, it's always a pleasure to get you in and talk about the team. Best of luck against Snow College tomorrow. We'll see you in Ephraim, and we'll talk to you then.
Well, thank you so much. And like I said, if you have opportunity to go to Ephraim, I think it's going to be a great game.
I do,
you know,
too.
For the fans, if you like three-point shots in you know, transition game, I think it's going to be real, real, real good. And I'll see you over there. And thank you so much for having me one more time, Jordan.
My pleasure, Coach. And if you can't make it to Ephraim, you'll be able to listen to it right here on KOAL. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more coming up when we return. We're going to move over to talk Major League Baseball. And now that we're getting closer and closer to February, winter meetings complete, we'll talk about that and more when we return.